Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there. Then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 20th, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, On the Road. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Kim Maynard and is titled Road Weary. Thanks for listening.
So I was in the departure lounge of the San Salvador Airport. It was about 6 o'clock at night, and we were about to load onto the plane going to Managua, Nicaragua. I was standing around with a bunch of other people from the airplane, just about to line up when this guy comes up to the desk and says, oh, the flight's delayed. Okay. He says, but don't go anywhere because we may load at any moment, so just stick around. So I was exhausted. I had hitchhiked from on the west coast of the United States, walked over the border to Mexico, bought my way through Mexico and Central America, and by this time, I was just really, really tired and wanted to get to Nicaragua, where I was going to learn Spanish, have a little place to stay, and eventually work in a hospital. So I really wanted to get on that airplane. I tried to sleep, but you know those bucket seats in the airport, especially the plastic ones. And oh, by the way, this is 1986, so they were really bad seats back then. And so I got up and I walked around and I looked over the glass window into the airplane area. And I saw this guy who looked like kind of like a mechanic, talking to a guy who kind of looked like a supervisor, and they're gesticulating at the airplane, and okay. So about 7 o'clock, the agent guy comes back to the desk, and he says, we have another delay, and we're going to keep you here for a while, but don't go anywhere, because we might leave at any moment. So tried to sleep some more, didn't work, looked out the window, saw the mechanic guy gesticulating to the supervisor guy, whatever. By this time, I'm getting a little hungry, too, and there's a number of kids in there, mostly people from Latin America, it looked like, a few foreigners, it's hard to tell. But, you know, kids are beginning to whine a little bit, we were all kind of getting hungry. So about 9 o'clock, the agent guy comes back and he has a tray of Oreo cookies, puts them on the plate and says, by the way, the plane is more delayed and we're gonna stick around here longer. Don't go anywhere because we could leave at any moment. So I gratefully ate a few cookies and hung around and some kids began to whine and you know, everybody's getting really tired. 11 o'clock. He comes back and he says, plane is postponed till tomorrow morning, but the good news is we're going to take you over to a hotel in town, and it's, in fact, it's the Sheraton, so on us. So that's nice. So we all kind of filed out, went down the stairs into the arrivals lounge and waited. One by one, buses showed up over the course of a couple of hours. Finally, we get onto the buses, and I said, you know, I'm going to be on that first bus, and as soon as we hit that hotel, I'm out of there and into that bed as fast as possible. So it took a long time to get on those buses, and finally we did, and what do you know, not enough seats for everybody. Get off the buses, wait in the departure lounge for another about 45 minutes until finally enough buses, and we took off. So my seat was in the first bus, you know, a couple rows back. And we're driving along, and 1986, El Salvador, there's a civil war going on. And we're driving behind this convoy of military vehicles. And the last vehicle, which wasn't very far in front of us, had a whole bunch of soldiers with their M16s just basically pointing right at us. And I'm thinking, whoa, this is looking good. But anyway, we kept going. A few miles later, there's a couple soldiers in the middle of the road, and they're waving us over. So we pull over, and the bus driver gets out, and there's some kind of yelling going on, some people, you know, talking very loudly. And then all of a sudden, bam, 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 and there's automatic gunfire over here. And the whole busload drops to the floor, and then bam, 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 there's the automatic gunfire over there. And we're just lying there on the floor, you know, and I'm up near the front, and then all of a sudden, step, 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 and somebody's coming up into the bus. And I kind of looked up, and there's some military boots standing about 10 feet away with some camo pant legs, and he starts yelling at us, says, get off the bus, everybody off the bus, off the bus. So we all filed off of the bus, and he said, spread eagle against the bus. And I didn't know spread eagle in Spanish, but I figured it out. And we're standing there, and they're frisking us, and they're calling us commies, and they're calling us revolutionaries, and they're just kind of basically telling us we're no good. And finally, I put it together. We're a plane load of people going over to Nicaragua, which had its own civil war going. You probably remember something about the Contras and the communist Sandinista government at the time. So, okay, putting it together. Well, after a bit, they let us go. We got back in the bus, and we finally get to this hotel. We walk into the hotel, and to find out that there's not enough rooms for everybody. So we wait, and other buses come up, and finally they say, okay, you have to pick somebody to share a room with. Well, there happened to be a woman who was standing there, and I just grabbed her, and I said, we are roommates, and I am going to bed. And she happened to be French. So, you know, my French was, you know, so-so at the time. But we get our bed. I just lie down, queen size, wonderful, deluxe bed, when the phone rings. And it's her boyfriend, who I guess is on the same flight and in the same hotel. And they aren't rooming together. So I think, no, this isn't happening. They start an argument, and they start going on and on and on. So, you know, no, this isn't okay. I really need to sleep. So she hangs up. A little while later, phone rings again. Well, this happens several times, and then all of a sudden there's a bam, bam, bam on the door, and he comes in. Needless to say, the 2 hours of sleep that I thought I was going to have, I didn't have. So at 6 o'clock, we get up, we go get back on the bus, we drive out to the airport, we load back on the plane, we fly to Managua, I get another bus, get up to Esteli, and I walk to this little shack that I'm living in, this little tiny, you know, the ones which you can see through, it had a single light bulb, and I lie down on this, it's like a metal springs, you know, those old rusted metal springs with a mattress about this thick, and I had the best sleep I've ever had. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Kim Maynard has a passion for adventure that sometimes gets out of control. She's worked in conflict zones around the globe and fought forest fires at home, but some of the wildest adventure has been on a personal front. Storytelling is a thread that weaves her life together. She is about to turn 60 and looking for crazy and inspiring ideas on how to celebrate. Give us your suggestions at tellussomething.org/contact. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilmot, a A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, the Wilma is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years. The Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates four radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, 105.9, playing what they want. You, 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN, 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive results-driven web design and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Kim Maynard, Alex Sackerson, Steve Gonzalez, Alex Miller, Jason Weiner, Pat Abbey, Kathy Witkowski, Hilly McCann, and Svein Newman. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell Us Something now also has a YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/tellussomething.